Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Oh, hi, Robbie. Oh,
hello, how are you doing? Just going to be a little bit bebop there.
That's nice. You're mixing it up.
Thank you very much. Having eclectic taste in music. How are you, Dan, the usual?
Yes, please. Yeah, okay. Why not? Yeah.
There you go. Mead. That's your new usual, isn't it? Mead.
Big pint of mead.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, a nice chalice you normally want, though.
Yes.
I'll put it into a chalice.
Oh, okay. Oh, lovely.
Is that all right? Yeah.
It's beautiful.
We do pint-sized chalices now, though, so that's... It's absolutely fine. How have you been, Dan? What's
very
your news?
Good. Well, the only pub I visited in the 52 pub
straight
challenge.
Straight in with that.
Yeah.
No small talk here.
Just smashing it.
Is this all you focus on? Is going to the to win the challenge?
Essentially. Okay. But I failed this week because I've only been to one new pub, and it was with you, so that cancelled each other out.
Which one was it?
We went to the Castle, didn't we?
Oh yes, I forgot.
After we
about
recorded.
That.
Yeah. A podcast last week.
That's right.
And me and you went to the Castle nearby.
Oh yeah, so I've done multiple pubs. The Castle is very close to where the Moon Underwater is currently residing.
Yes,
isn't it? Where it's current.
Yeah. Well, obviously we have to step through the portal.
Portal.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then that's where it spits.
Yeah.
Out.
You took the portal. I went through the rift.
Yes, you did. You did.
I prefer to take the rift. I think at the with rush hour portal traffic can get horrendous.
Yeah.
But rifts, little cut through, I know. So I want to check that out. We went to the Castle.
It's very nice.
Fine pub. I was on the Lucky Saint.
You were?
Because I was going to a screening in London's trendy Soho in the
How
evening.
How was that?
It was very good. It was someone I know called Chi with a C is her YouTube name, mm-hmm. and she's got some BBC show that's starting.
Oh, fantastic.
It's out now, I believe. On 20th screen for that. It's very funny. But it did enable me to have more pubs.
Oh.
So do you want me to...
Yeah, go on.
Well, I was already a pub ahead of you because I'd been to a pub earlier in the week.
You're thrashing me.
I'm thrashing you in pubs.
Yeah.
I went to meet my friend James. I had a bit of time to kill.
Okay.
It was I'd been in London and I had to wait for my train back to Norwich because there's a certain window in which case you have to buy the expensive ticket.
Okay.
And I'm not going to do that. So I had to wait for 7 o'clock for the first cheap train, had an hour, thought, pub. And I went to one. It's right by... I was about to say, what's the station with the monument mixed up? It's Monument. It's right by Monument Station.
Clues in the name.
And it's called something like, I'm just going to cover my mind, it's called something like the Hydrant. It's something to do with fire.
Oh, well, I think I might have seen that.
Any ideas? No.
Let me
just look up in my mind because it is important to be accurate.
Yes, this won't count unless you have the name of the name.
That's basically a rule. I've just checked in my mind, and it is indeed the Hydrant is the name
Hydrant.
Of it. And do you know what? It's in amongst the city of London.
Yes. Lots of suits in there, were there?
I was thinking it's going to be, because it looks from the outside, it looks like it's going to be a rubbish pub.
Yeah,
it looks like it's going to be sort of like quite chainy, sort of boring beers, and it's okay. Not.
Oh.
Because they've got TV screens that have the beers on them, which I thought, I'm not sure about that. Not sure that gives the atmosphere you're hoping for. But it was displaying some lovely breweries there. So I think some really great craft beers.
So it's a good recommendation.
So yeah, it was a good shout. It was a surprisingly good start to the pubbing week.
Okay.
Then I met you.
Yep.
On the Thursday, I believe it was.
Yes.
Then I went from there. I went to hang out because I had a bit of time, so I went to hang out in the Groucho Club, which I remember, but we've already done that, so that doesn't count.
Correct.
Then I went to drink in a little cool, trendy beer place called O'Neill's. Street. Didn't expect that, did you?
No. I know the one you mean. Yep.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And I was with Bambino Becky.
Yep.
She's the only person I knew who was going to this screening. And
so you're going to say she's the only person I know. She's the only person
I know in London. And she had a couple of friends there who were like TikTok girls. all in their 20s. So it was basically me and the three of them. And they started doing a TikTok at one point. It was amazing. No, it was like a sort of, there's some song about margaritas and it's quite crude. And right, it's basically, it was National Margarita Day.
Yeah.
And it was, it's a song about what people will do in exchange for margaritas.
Okay.
And it's filthy. And I saw them doing this.
Doing what they would do.
It was like they lip sync it to. So okay, one of them went, one margarita and I'll blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Two margaritas, like this.
Oh, you can't even repeat the first line. It's so dirty.
Well, it's not for a family audience.
This sums up the youth of today.
This is the youth of today. They're singing TikTok sex songs and O'Neill's. Yeah, yeah. First of all, we'd got some margaritas in because they wouldn't do it. So they said, no, we don't do margaritas. So we said, do you do? And then just listed all the ingredients for margaritas. And they went, yes. Each one went, could you put them all in a glass for us? So begrudgingly, we bought the individual shots and made margaritas ourselves. But then they started doing this and they got one margarita, two margarita, three margaritas. And they said, right, Robert, it's your turn.
Oh, and I was, God.
And I went, well, what? I went, oh. And they said, well, yeah, the song goes up to four margaritas and you're the fourth person. So you've got to do it. So I got bullied into being in a TikTok that's had 600,000 views.
Wow. And did you have to say something
naughty? I had to say, it wasn't as bad as some of them.
Okay.
Four margaritas and I'll put it in my tush, I had to say. And as I was saying, I was thinking, what's happened to my life? I've got a degree in economics. I used to be on TV. And now look at me.
Oh, my God.
I'm being bullied by girls in their 20s. And I'm going to put it in my tush for margaritas.
That's properly degrading.
Yep, it was. It was. But it's out there. It's done now. It's done. We've moved on. I went along and I had some drinks at another bar, which was a hotel bar, Courthouse Hotel, on Great Marlborough Street, which is where the screening was.
Yep.
It was a sort of free drink scenario. It was like wine and beer. Help yourself. I did.
Ah.
They even gave out popcorn as well, which was a nice touch.
Lovely.
So I did that. And actually, I think that might be the end of my pubbing.
Oh,
for
thank God for that. You're now up to 28 and I'm still languishing on 13.
Oh.
I mean, your trip abroad absolutely killed me.
Yeah.
But, you know, my aim is 52 for the year. And I'm still on track for that.
Yeah, but you can up your rate, though.
You can.
You're gonna compete. So what's the difference again? Sorry, the scores are
15. You're winning 28-13 at the moment.
28-13. Double your score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, right. I need to go
to
some pub.
I don't know who's the winner there, but certainly... up for debate. Dan, I know it's behind you there's the pub notice board. Before we go in there, I just wanted to remind you that very soon we're going to be travelling to the other realm to do a live version of The Moon Underwater. Tell us about it.
Well, we're going to be doing a live version of The Moon Underwater.
Fascinating stuff, Dan. People, how can people get tickets?
Well, if they go to any of the Moon Underwater social places, Moon Underpod, isn't it? Instagram and X. Yeah.
We call it X, are we?
Oh,
you're the only person who's adopted to it.
Moon
Under Pod on X, MySpace, Bebo, Habbo Hotel, Friends Reunited.
Yeah. We're big on there.
Massive on Friends Reunited. Yeah. Biggest page on there now. Only page remaining.
Facebook? But,
No. Yes, actually. Any of those things, go there and you can find out details and come along and see us.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Get us a letter down please, will you?
Okay, let's get one down. Oh, now, Robbie.
Yep.
Have you seen this first letter? Did you take a look?
No.
Not there. This letter is from some people in America.
Oh.
Kelly Daniels and Steve Jones. Right?
Steve Jones is the most British name ever.
Very, very British name. And Kelly is a male name. It's a male, just to be clear.
Quite outdated views on gender, having to specify down.
Yes, sorry. I just thought it's two blokes. That's what I was going to say, really. Okay, it says, hi, Robbie. Yeah, all right. Thanks for that. I write as an admirer of your show and a fellow, brackets, amateur podcaster. It seems somehow improbably that our pods share a similar name. By similar, he means the same, which I discovered searching for my own on my podcast app. Please don't view us as competition, though. Ours is a hobby podcast with almost no listeners, and we're so different anyway that, well, we're on different continents. Oh. It's just that we found it funny that yours always comes up first in searches, and we have to help listeners navigate to ours. So we faced a dragon recently and did an episode on your podcast, which turned out to be a loving review laced with a bit of taking the piss.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Orwell and loves his essays, and so they conceived of their own podcast, which is called The Moon Underwater, a pubcast with Kelly Daniels and Steve Jones, and that they always record live in a pub.
Oh, less laziness then.
Yes.
Much less laziness. I mean, this is a pub. It's just a pub of the realm. It's constantly involving pubs.
Yeah, it's definitely
In fact,
pub.
It's been hundreds of pubs whilst we've been talking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know. And they talk about different things, but he says we decided to start focusing on sci-fi books, movies, and so on. So their next episode is going to be on Blade Runner, but they've done this episode, which is an hour of them having listened to a couple of our podcasts. One was with Morgan Reese,
right?
I don't know, they didn't say who the other one was with, but they listened to a couple of them, and yeah.
So are they slagging us off? What's the tone here, Dan?
I had a listen.
I don't know whether to be angry, proud, nonchalant, indifferent.
I think, yes, indifferent. I think it was, I tell you what, Robbie, it was a very odd experience to listen to two people I don't know in America sitting in a pub talking about our show and us without ever saying our names, I should say. They never said the words Robbie or Dan in there.
Just forgot.
Yeah,
I think, probably forgot you, and then didn't want to make you feel bad by mentioning me.
Yeah, which is fair enough. And they did, they did a very nice review and thoughts, and it was very friendly. And, you know, if they ever come over to the Correct Realm, I'm sure we'd be delighted to welcome them in, and we can have a chat about their dream pub.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they seem, yeah.
Well, they seem like a couple of really nice lads.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you want me to talk through a few things that they discussed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one thing was they said that they don't believe that we drink during the... doing the podcast.
I'll have them know that I am currently drinking a Dawson's Real Pressed Pineapple and Sparkling Water.
Yes. They accused us of using sound effects when we were drinking with our guests, and we're not really drinking.
Oh.
Which is not true.
Lies.
No. And we definitely do.
Just due to a complete lack of effort from our producer.
Yeah.
Is why there's no sound effects.
I mean, we have to do. I mean, if there are any sound effects, they are the sound effects that we are doing ourselves by opening cans and bottles.
We have to sing the theme tune for God's sake every week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every week as well. We can't just record it and then do it. Well, anyway.
Won't do it.
One thing was they thought it was a bit weird that we only talk about pubs.
That's the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's our niche, or as Americans would say, that's our niche.
They do say niche. That really makes me laugh every time.
It's very funny, isn't it?
You're going to niche down.
Yeah. 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 We should just say that is... I think that sort of summed up one of the differences between British people and American people, isn't it? That American people, they like bars and they like going to bars.
Yep.
British people, we really love pubs, and we can talk about how much we love pubs basically forever.
Almost too much.
Almost too much. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, fabulous. Well, thank you, Kelly, your email. We hope this is the start of a blossoming friendship between our two moonlit waters.
Yeah, it would be nice. They called our show. They said that us talking about pubs a lot was an adorable gimmick.
Oh,
they used those words.
Okay. Yeah,
and they also said at one point that we are the dark side of the moon underwater, and said that we are evil and the Death Star, and they're the rebellion, like in Star Wars.
But then you've invited them on.
By that point, I think they'd been drinking a fair bit, and so I think by the, you know, I didn't mind that. I've forgiven them.
You're in charge of having an official viewpoint on this.
Yeah.
If you're fine with it, I'm fine with it.
They also said we're totally endearing and it was well produced.
Do you want to hear about a rat?
Yes, I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, Dan and Robbie. There's a pub turned gastropub near me with an interesting rat inside.
What a great first sentence.
What a start to a missive.
I don't think we've had a better first sentence in a letter.
It's about the size of a Jack Russell and sits inside of a glass box. There's a tale that old landlords centuries ago caught it, had it stuffed and put it on display for people to see. Although you can only see it on the way to the toilet, it's hidden away from customers dining. I think looking at a giant rat whilst eating isn't exactly ideal. The pub is the Nag's Head in Abbasidge,
yes,
Wales. Have a great rest of the day, both. Keep up the amazing pod, Cal.
Thanks, Cal.
That is exciting, a rat.
I love that.
I really like taxidermy.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I've got some birds, yeah.
Yes.
Old Victorian stuff, secondhand. I want the animals to have died of natural causes. I don't want them to be killed for the taxidermy.
I think that's, yes, okay.
When I worked at Soccer AM, we used to...
Kill animals?
Hire taxidermy from a company I won't name.
Yep.
Whenever we had, it wasn't very, occasionally we would need a bit of taxidermy, surprisingly large amount. So I had a taxidermy guy. But then it turned out, it was in the newspaper a few years later, that they'd basically, what would happen? People were going, yeah, I want like, have you got your taxidermy of an endangered species? And they go, yeah, give us a minute, get on the other line and get like source animals illegally, something like that. So that was a bit dodgy. So I presume that's not the rat, because rats, there's loads of them.
No, it's just a really big rat, isn't it?
Yeah. Feel sorry for Jack Russells, because they always get compared to like small things, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, because yeah.
And rats mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is right, poor Jack Russells.
Thank you. Love that. Any good taxidermy in pubs would love to hear about.
Yeah, because we're starting to build a bit. I mean, it'd be nice to build a little menagerie for our pub, wouldn't it? We've got the rat, we've got the cat in the Hastings pub, the mummified cat. We had one more, didn't we? I can't remember what it was. I'll have to have a look back. But it'd be nice to build a little menagerie.
My wife and I have always wanted, and bear in mind, my wife works for an animal charity and is a vegetarian. We've always wanted a stuffed bear. in at the hall. You know, when you come in, there's a bear. Yeah. Like that sort of thing. Ideally an antique thing that was from many years ago.
Yes.
I was in an antique shop in Norwich the other day and I saw a stuffed bear.
Oh. How much?
It was quite cheap. It was less than I thought a bear would go for. I can't remember how much it was.
I mean, I would imagine thousands.
No. Low hundreds at most. Oh, I mean, wow. Yeah. I can't remember exactly what.
You must have been tempted.
I was tempted. It was it was as much the logistics.
Yeah.
Like if I'd had the car on the back... If I thought it would have fitted in, it would have been fine. But it's more the logistics of getting the bear to my house and then having to take the bear to the tip because my wife has not actually been serious about what she claimed she wanted all this time. So not against getting the bear.
Oh, well, keep us updated because I'd like to know if you get the bear. Yeah. And anyone else, any other animals in pubs, stuffed animals.
Robbie at moonunderpod.com.
Yeah. Next letter is from Wayne. And he says, hi, Robbie and Dan. I'm loving the pod and your excellent work in taking it into the Premier League era.
I love that. Love that.
I like that that's taking off. Great stuff. I'm writing to raise the profile of what I think is an oft-overlooked pub town, which is Harrogate.
Oh, interesting. Never been. Have I been? We had a wedding there.
Oh, yes, we did. Our friend
we went to
Andy's
a wedding there.
Wedding.
I think I stayed in a pub, but we didn't have any time in the actual Harrogate itself. But everyone, what I know about Harrogate is everyone says it's lovely.
Yes.
So please carry on.
They do. And it says, nestled equidistant between York and Leeds, both amazing pub cities. I mean, that's the thing. And, well, hang on, I'll read the next bit. I think it suffers for this, as visitors and tourists in the area will tend to go to one of its larger and more celebrated neighbours. That's what we did when we went to that wedding. Maybe not you, but we did. We stayed in York.
Oh, did we?
And then, well, I did.
Maybe that's what happened then. Maybe we weren't. Yeah.
That's one reason, and perhaps also having a reputation as being where old ladies go for afternoon teas and to solve murders. No, this does happen, but to a small and ignorable extent. I sort of think of Harrogate as being...
posh.
Quite posh, and maybe some footballers live around there. That's what...
Okay, I having not necessarily been there, I think quite posh. I imagine the high street's got a Jewels.
Yes. Yeah.
And a fat face.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. However, there's a lot to...
And a white company.
Yeah. However, there's a lot to explore. It's got a white company. No. There's three local craft breweries. Fantastic. Harrogate Brewing Company, Roosters and Turning Point.
Right.
Alongside the more traditional Daleside Brewery. There's well over 20 pubs and bars in the compact town centre. I love this. It's starting to sound like the bump you get on the official website for Harrogate, including plenty of craft specialists and many traditional Yorkshire pubs serving local craft ales in the proper Yorkshire way. Yes, it's full sparkler. To whet your appetite, here is a picture of a full rack of the Timothy Taylor's cask offering at one of the locals, the Inn at Cheltenham Parade, which is my idea of cask heaven, all coming in under £5, which I think qualifies as a bargain these days. The only disappointment being that the utterly beguiling sounding Landlord Dark had run out on my last visit. If you're ever in the area, I'd love to showcase what Harrogate has to offer. Yours in pubs, Wayne.
Lovely. People are very nice, aren't they?
So nice. Can I just very quickly link this letter back to our first letter?
Yes.
He says, plenty of craft specialists and many traditional Yorkshire pubs serving local craft ales in the proper Yorkshire way. Our friends, Kelly and Steve, one of them, I can't remember which one, told a story that he said he went to Yorkshire and he had a pint of cask ale. So he was like, oh, you know, I want a pint of cask, proper cask. And then he went back to the table and everyone else, I think they were students, were drinking bottles of Carlsberg or something. And they said, ugh, only tourists drink that to the cask ale. I thought, what?
No.
That's not true, is it?
That's not true.
That's not
true. The youth like a lager.
Yeah, I think so. I thought that was very unfair, especially Yorkshire, where they do like proper cask ales. Anyway, sorry, last letter.
An alphabetical challenge. Greetings to you both. Here's a tricky challenge you may wish to throw out to your other regulars. It's a pub quiz rival.
Yeah.
Whilst out on a Portishead walk and pub crawl at the weekend, our friend Matt...
I love how he just moved on from that. Just said, it's a Portishead walk and pub crawl.
Yeah.
Not going to explain it.
Presume that's a walk and pub crawl around Portishead.
Yes. Oh, I thought it was something
to do with the band.
I thought it was something to do with the band.
Popping on Glory Box and just wandering around pubs.
Might be.
Okay. We'll check.
Yeah.
Our friend Matt mentioned how, if he is struggling to sleep, he thinks of pub names starting with each of the 26th letter of the alphabet in turn. Q is very easy. It's the common Queen's Head. We've been named a Z because there's one near us in Bristol. We're stumped by X. Does anyone know a pub or bar named in the UK that starts with the letter X? Anyway, try it next time you're bored of counting sheep. Should we try it now? Pubs that we know of. A.
Oh, the Alma, Wandsworth. Okay. We used to go when we were younger. B. Bedford Arms in Balham.
C, the castle we went to last week. D.
The one
Duke of York.
Yes. E. The Everyman. Is that? No, that's a theatre.
Cinema,
it?
Yeah.
Cinema.
Maybe we do four letters a week. We come back next week.
Okay.
And do
yeah,
E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. E.
There'll be one.
There will be one. We'll come back. We'll come back to that. But yeah, let's do four letters a week and we'll come back and we'll think of
our next four. E-F-G-H next week.
Yeah, if anyone's got a bar that starts with an X, you can let Kev and Claire from Bristol say cheers and beers, Kev and Claire from Bristol.
I like that.
It's a nice
sign
little
off.
Sign off that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
P.S. My team is Norwich City. Hope you enjoyed the entertaining draw at Loftus Road recently, Dan.
Oh, I did enjoy that. It was a good game.
P.P.S. My current 52 pub challenge total for the year stands at 34. I do like a pub. P.P.P.S. Sorry for all the P.S.s.
Great. Lovely stuff.
Lovely ending. Lovely ending to that. Well, Dan, I better crack on, I'm afraid. I've got a yucca plant to water.
Okay.
Yep. So, going to go do that.
Off you go.
Right. Well, you have to get out.
I have to go as well.
Yeah, it's like the end of the night.
All right, then.
All right. Just decant that pub notice board by blending it first in the kitchen food blender.
Okay.
Pour surprisingly well, I ground up a notice board.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.